ויקח קורח בניצור בן כהוס ויקום לפני מוישה ואנושים מבני ישראל חמישים ומסיים נשיא עדו ויקולו על מוישה ועל ארון רב לכם ככלו עדו כולם קדושים ומסייכם השם ומדוע תסנסו על קהל השם וידבר אל קורח ואל כל הדוסוי לימו בויקר ויידס אשר זויס עשו, קחו לכם מחטויס ויאמר מוישה לקורח שמעון בני לוי המעט מכם וישלח מוישה לקרוא אל הדוסם ולהעבירו בני אלו ויאמרו לו נעלה רשי סס וישלח מוישה לקרוא אל הדוסם ולהעבירו בני אליו ויאמרו לו נעלה מכאן זאת רשי ולמד השתנחומו שאין מחזיקים במחלויקס שמוישה מחזר אחריהם להשלימם בדברי שולם. This Rashi is a very, very important message to all of us. זה תנחומה. מכאן שאין מחזיקים במחלוקת שמוישה מחזר אחריהם להשלימם בדברי שולם. We talk about מוישה רבינו, קורח והדוסוי אפיקורסים. אפיקורסים. And Moshe tells them, Zois asu, k'chu lochem machto, v'simu bo emesh. V'asher yikravu ha-kodosh, rav lochem bnei Levi. But there's two people that are handling the machlokes, Doson ve'aviram. And if we know, Doson ve'aviram are not on the good side of Moshe already for quite a while. Yeah? Rashi says, v'yotzu nitzovim, הם דוסן ואווירון מוישה already has with דוסן ואווירון אבל וישלח מוישה זאת רשי מכאן שאין מחזיקים במחלויקס שמוישה מחזר אחריהם להשלימו בדברי שולם people think all of all אין מחזיקים במחלויקס means if I have a fight with someone and the neighbor comes and does but you know למה מחן שולם נו אין מחזיקים במחלויקס state if someone is fighting with you and you are right and he's wrong and he's a pikoiris and du bist a steire you send to try to make shalom with him. You send someone over to try to make shalom and not only that they don't come And things are getting worse, you know, they send back Ha'ena Anoshim Ha'ilet Tenaker Va'ichal Le'moyshe Korach brings down everyone And Hashem Zibot Lumi Ha'ida Aro Azois Hashem says, I'm going to kill everyone Va'yoko Moyshe Va'yelech El Doson Va'aviron Va'yelo Achov Zikne Yisrael Zogt Rashi Kosovo She'yisu Lo'yponim Ve'lo'yosu He thought maybe if he will come to their house, Moshe Rabbeinu, their tiny Moshe is a nobody and they're the people. It's a real fight. Ganz klar Yisrael are involved. So first Moshe tries to convince. Doesn't help. He sends over. Doesn't help. He goes to their house. Person has a kleine machlekes mit a mensch. And he does the opposite, the opposite, the opposite. And again, We're not speaking on a person, you say, but he's wrong. He's fakir from the Asteira, he's fakir from this. Doson ve'aviram were wrong in all of these things. All over the way, the whole way, the whole malach. Of a Moshe Rabbeinu. This is what a person has to know. How much you have to not to be machzik b'machleikas. How much not to be machzik b'machleikas. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, they go out, the whole family comes out, בזוי סטיידו כי השם שלוחני לאסס כל המייסים האלה, כי לא ימי ליבי. אם כמו יש כל האדום ימוסון, ופקוד אס כל האדום יפוקדו עליהם, לא ישם שלוחני. אם בריא או עברו השם ופוצס או אדמו הספיר, ובולו או איסון ואיס כל השלוהם, ויורדו חיים שאילו, וידעתם כי מי יצאו אנושים האלה אס השם. ראי כי חלוי זה לדבר את הדבורים האלו ותיבקע האדום אשר תחתיהם ותיבטח האדום והספיעו ותיב לה איסום וידעו הם וכל אשר להם חיים שאוהלו ותכס עליהם האדום the Mefarshim asks, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make a Moifetz. If they will be swallowed, so Moshe, if they will die for sure, they started up, there's no shayla. If they will die normally, there's a Golish. If they will die, by the Adama, open the floor will open the ground and they will eat it up and then they will come. Then Hashem Shlochani. But if you can't get out of them, die, you can't get out of them. But you can't get out of them. Why Moshe thought about such an idea? If the nose will fly up, so then Hashem Shlochani. They'll split to two, they'll split to four, they'll split to five, to seven. Why? Had me know, Kirch was swallowed, it's Givaldic. Not only that, and he makes another condition. And they will not even die, they'll be alive, they'll go down, and it will close. And the Pasuk Madi, this is what happened. It opened, they went down, alive, and it closed. What do you tell me? No. Said, why not? He could have chosen to cut to eight, to cut to ten. Said, we see the Mishnah of Nishta say, Asor Dvorim Nivro Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. One of them is Pia Osri, Pia Adom. There was one of the 10 things that were created, was needed for the Bria, this Moifas. Why is this? It's a Meshunah Dike Moifas. That is Epsa Adom or Pia. This is created in Asas, Shivas Yimei Mereishis, in Ben Hashmoshes. Chasim Sefer says a Givaldi Givald. Chasim Sefer says that Bishas Matan Teire Kofar Aleim Harki Gingis. אמר אם אתה מקל מזתר מוטב עם לב פוי תהיה גבורה אסכם שום תהיה גבורה אסכם פרק תזס אין שבס why you have to have כופה למרקי גיגיס they said נעשה ונשמע we spoke about it a lot famous תנחומה ואין לפרש הסנויח שנעשה ונשמע זה על תרש שבקסב אבל תרש שבעל פה שנקנס ביגיע ואומול It's hard to get up in the morning, hard to get up in the afternoon. It means not to go away for Shabbos. There's no person could go away for Shabbos. And will be zeicher teresh baal peh. If a bacher goes away, I'm off for a Shabbos. This bacher will never be zeicher to be a real talmid chacham. There's no even chance. Now you will leave yeshiva now. Yeah, it's no chance to become a talmid chacham. So right, he has to give up on a lot to become a talmid chacham. The ganze lemaze. Till 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock every night, not less. It's hard. So after then, Nasiv and Nishma was not enough. Because Kofar Lem Harki Gigis. I said, Tanchumen. Shalay Timtso Teiro Shebal Pele Bemishem Moiser Atzmer Aleo. She Kosho Kamoves Azo Kashoil. Vale Homro Ahilchim Bachoy Shachro Oyer Gotl. Teiro Shebal Pele. I said, Tanchumen. It's good to see there. It's a Bazun of Shmuz. It's not a day of Shmuz. Vemele. So, and what was Nasa v'nishma? Teresh v'ksav. Kodav Harki Gingis was on Teresh v'alpe. Koirach was Koifer on Teresh v'alpe. He claimed that Moshe makes up details. This was the time of Koirach. You got the Teresh, but the positions are given to you to give out. And you telling that Hashem told you to make your brother, to make your man. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're doing on your own. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're doing on your own. So B'meir is like that. The Kofar Aleim Harki Gingis was on Teresh Baal Peh. Korach was Kofar on Teresh Baal Peh. Zog the Chasim Sefer, we see that the way of Kfi on Teresh Baal Peh is Kofar Aleim Harki Gingis. What is Korach? V'imla poiti ekvurascha. Dainu, you will be buried alive under the mountain. Koirach, that was Koifa B'Teresh Baal Peh, but we're going back to the matzav of Kofar Aleim Harki Gigis. And on him the mountain has to go down. Because he's not Mekabel Teresh Baal Peh. This is what Moshe told him. No, I'm killing you. If you're not Mekabel Teresh Baal Peh, so by you will be a matzav of Kofar Aleim Harki Gigis, and the hell will go down. Im kemois kol adam yemusun, aber im brio yivu Hashem. And Hashem, why kofar lemarki gigis? This is the way to enforce teirah shebaal peh. Yasser b'ayin shleira. Azeg b'matn teirah. This is the way the teirah enforces teirah shebaal peh. With the kfiyah harki gigis. So why this is the way that the teirah enforces teirah shebaal peh with harki gigis? Look, nechasam sefer. This was the bliya. The way that it was swallowed under the adama. Vayerdu chayim shoyl. This was the whole point. Down harki gigis. A mountain on the head, alive, under the ground, and then to close it. So Rabbi Yaakov Rudema, when he heard this Chasam Sefer, he said, this is the Pshat in the Gemara, Kol HaMis'atzel Be'espeder Shel Chochom, Rabbi Yaakov Rudema, and Roshir from the Yisrael in Baltimore. Also the Ben Ishchai says it. So this is the Pshat in the Gemara, HaMis'atzel Be'espeder Shel Chochom, Roi Lekovor Ichai. He says, HaMis'atzel Be'espeder Shel Chochom, why? He says, Ma'ane Li Rabbono, we have the Teire, it's not enough community, Mesiras HaTeire, it doesn't make a difference, we know, Teir Shebaal Peh needs the Gdolim, that they are the Mamshech of Teir Shebaal Peh. The business Mis'atzel Be'espeder Shel Chochom, he's Kofer in a kind of Teir Shebaal Peh. V'meile Roi Lekov Rechai. That's his Koyach. That's the Chefze von Koyach. Then it says in the Parsha, Stam, the Rashbam says, Givar de Gavod, it says, כל ישראל אשר סביבו יסום נוסו לכולם כי אמרו פן תבלענו הארץ כי אמרו פן תבלענו הארץ so Rashi says the noise so they ran away stand the Rashbam and he says it but he said that the Pshat is one of the Rishonim While they were mishtatef in the machleikas, they came, so the punish was that they would be scared, they would have to run. They were not mamish a part of the machleikas. What the pasuk says? And everyone was scared. Everyone was scratching their head. What does the guy to the parsha? We swallow, and everyone saw, wow. Everyone was running away. It was noise, it was scary, everyone had to run away. This is what the pasuk is saying. So he says that a person amol, even if he's not mamash a part of the machleikas, he's from the crowd, yeah? He also deserves a punishment. So they had a punishment of pachad modis. It's not, it was a pachad nosu, they were ki omru pentiv lo einu aretz. It was a matzav of a pachad modis. This was the punishment for the ishtatvus in the machleikas. Even if you don't take a side, but you stand in the side, yeah? In the crowd that gathers for the machleikas. This is eichel a part of the ishtatvus in the machleikas. Then the pasuk says, "The k'toyras davo bnei Yisrael v'kach miito matem matel lebeis avois kol nosi boem." Everyone writes his name. V'inachto boel moed lifnei eidus. ואיש אשר יבחר בו עם מתיו יבחר והשיקויסי מהר לה יסלון את בני ישראל וידע במויש בני ישראל ועידנו אלו כל אחד נתן נוסי אחד וינח מויש הסמת הסליף נה השם והיא ממוחס ויובה מויש אל הר אל אלוהידוס והנה פורח מתארוין לביס לוי ויועצה פרח ויועצה ציץ ויגמור שקיידי So Hashem says, "Vo'oyo ish asher efchar boi mateyo yifrach, והשיקויסי מעולה יסטלונס בני ישראל והנה מת פארו עם פורח ויועי צציץ ואין משקוידים ואין השם הנח לא איס לבני מרי ותחיל תלונס מעולה ולא ימוס אמרת נזח כוי רח אסואל פייר קומס אאוט למרגלים הדד כבריסתה עבוד אפאפ נחושים וקרובים Take sticks, put all the 12 sticks, the stick that will have flowers, you know that I choose that. And now things will be quiet. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, you know what they did with the sticks? It became a snake, it became an alligator, it became water, I mean, it became everything. That stick, Kresyan, that's the Aaron and Moshe sticks. I mean, if I can't, Kresyan, Hashem said, pick it up and do the hand. I mean, the matter, he hit the water. Even Hashem didn't say water came out. But they had a stone, water is coming out. That stick did it. You know, the stick now made flowers. Wow, now we know Moshe Rabbeinu is in this. What's the pshat? So I heard once from the chief rabbi in the Eretz Yisrael, Lau, or something, Lau. He said in his way, but I'll explain it in our way first. He said to teach you what a bunch of flowers could do. The koyach of flowers, the koyach of flowers. Ruin Matvorim. I'll have to explain maybe in our sprach. First time, what he's saying also means to say sometimes in a nice way, the message comes through much more. All the other ways were punishments, called negative energy. It's a positive energy. This, the people get the message much better when a passive, positive energy. But it's more from that. Till now, the pshat is, what Klal Yisrael taught? No one taught Moshe Rabbeinu as a kid. Everyone knows Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is a Novi, Chmein. If he's not a Novi, he's a witch. He's something special. There's no Shaila about Kikora or Ponov. They couldn't look at him. The Tainus war, but is gray areas, and Moshe takes the credit for himself. Right? This was the Tainus. From Madrigoso. When someone starts up with Moshe, even if Moshe is wrong, Hashem will stand on the side of Moshe. You know what? Moshe took the positions to himself. Stop. But this Moshe Rabbeinu, he's running the show. He's helping Klal Yisrael. You can't start up with him, even if he's wrong. Yeah, let me say, the person will decide him since he is wrong in something. And we're going to push him since he. And Klal Yisrael was wrong in that thing. You will like to think that this guy deserves a punishment. Right? And the guy will patch him since he has to show him. Even if he was wrong. So what? Kairach. So Moshe is wrong. So all the punishments, it's not a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong. For sure it's a chutzpah to start up with Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is quiet. Hashem says, no, for no reason. I will make a maifis with no machlekes to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is right. So this was a pure maifis. This is the reason it showed it. Now it says, the two different Gvaldik Zach. Vehine porach mate aron lebeis levi, vayoitze perach, a flower. Vayoitze tzitz. After the flower, you have, I don't know how you say it in English, the.
Balance.
Yeah, that. And then vayigmol shkeidim is the fruit, the nuts. So when he took out the stick, what was on the stick? Flowers, that stuff, or the fruit? What you saw on the tree? What you saw on the stick? You saw shkedim, right? What is the system? First the flower comes, then it turns over, and then becomes the fruit, right? So what happened was flowers, seeds, and then vayigmo shkedim. So when he took it out, it was already shkedim. So what is nafkimina, what happened inside the room? Maybe right away shkedim came out. Had a stick, and then it came out, it's apples, finish. What has to be flowers, leaves? So the Hashbam al Teira learns, he took it out with flowers, and in front of everyone, the flowers turned to become a tzitz, and a couple of minutes later it became shkedim. And this is the Hashbam al Teira. Some of this is the way all of you learn pshat. Kipshut is shalmok, shalpasu. And you read the Shnei Mikro. Hashbam. I heard from my Shver once, he bought down. One of the Mefoshim says, no, all of the things were there. It was also flowers, also tzitz, and also shkeim. Like you wanted to say. But why? What's the sheiches? What is the point? Normally, in a tree, when the time the shkeim comes, the flowers are not there anymore. It's not, don't say because they want to look normal. When the apples are there, the flowers are not there. It's different seasons. So to teach us a big insight. That in Ruchnias, Moshe Rabbeinu said once that he asked Rabbi Elchanan, I think. Rabbi Elchanan, yeah. He asked Rabbi Elchanan that, you know, he didn't finish Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mashgiach from Leikut, that he's holding in Zehirus. Well, he didn't finish the Zehirus yet. So he doesn't know how to carry on. Since he showed him the next Shav, when he's really a month in Zehirus, he didn't finish the Zehirus. It was too time. You know, to go to the next Madrege. So he told him, yeah, you have to carry on all of the Madreges, and at the same time to carry on working on Zehirus more. The Mate Aroi, that this is the Semel of Avodas Hashem, some person, I'll give the marshal, some people say, listen, the Vav, I'm not a masmid. The Ezra Sashem, and I'm a masmid, I'm telling you, I'll daven shach, ris, mincha, zi, kmo shetzorich. The Vav, anyway, that's a makbitz dorim, so, you know, I could daven a mola tefillah on a hat, yeah? Chas v'sham on a jacket, I know it's not right. But on a hat, I'm more like a binichsho, yeah? Abaz Hashem, when I'll be a masmid, for sure. Some guys fuck up, you know. I'll start to dive and I'll start to learn. Yeah, when first I work at Shachis. So in Krishman's, that's Hashem. When I finish the work at Shachis, I'll start to mark Ben's dog. Guy says, listen, that's Hashem. I plan to be a Choshi in Gemah, then for sure, my house, only Choshi Rechshe. The Vlad, anyway, I'm not such a Choshi guy, so I could eat Rabbanut, yeah? No, that's Hashem. I plan to be a Choshi Rechshtub, and then for sure, no, but that. The Vlad was enough community. I'm anyway not so Choshi. Sure, but Hashem, I get married, I'll be a choshev guy, I'll be a magid shir, I'll start reading the newspapers, I'm a divine. No, but it's Hashem. Now, when it's Hashem, you have to start everything in the same time. Mizeh u'mizeh al tanach yotcho. Mizeh u'mizeh al tanach yotcho. It's a tzitz, it's a perech, and it's a shkeli. At the same time, in the matter. It's dvorim that you sholem in, dvorim that you chelik in, dvorim that is a start. This is the way in Avodas Hashem. It says in the end, interesting. Vayoytze Moshe is kol amatus milifnei Hashem el kol bnei Yisrael. Vayiru, everyone saw that they're the losers. Vayikhu yishmatayu, and everyone took back the stick. Why the pasuk has to say that everyone took back the stick? So even my father-in-law was a gewaldike vot. Why everyone took back the stick? Well, it's a loser, come back, gosh, yeah. And stick. Everyone gave a stick. It's not a storage place in Beis Hamikdash to keep it, but what is Megiat the Pasuk to tell us the Ishtalshur HaSainyonim that everyone took back this stick? So he said, everyone took the stick and everyone kept it in the glass box to show the kids, you see the stick? We also wanted to be Kehanim. We also wanted to be Levim. You know what is Levim? No property, no money, only Avodas Hashem. Living off people, you know, off those Yingelite Koiler, yeah? Not to have your own money, to live myself. But I don't want to be supported. No, I don't want to be supported. I don't feel comfortable to be supported. I'm a kfir of the Nayado. I want myself, yeah? Everyone had a box. We want to be supported. We wanted to be Levim, supported by everyone else, not to be the owns, licking people to get food, yeah? To be close to Hashem. When all of our kids remember, this is what we wanted, we failed. So we have lands and we're the ones supporting. It's not what we wanted. We fought for the position. Yet the Reina had a glass box in his house. Every Shevet had a stick. We also wanted to be these ones that everyone supports them and they don't have on their own. No, I don't want it. I don't feel comfortable with it. Lo matimli. No, it's Hashem. Money, I want close to Hashem, to be supported, everyone had a stick like this. Vayikhu ishma toysom. Yet the Reina took the stick back home. Everyone took that stick. Everyone took that stick back. Now, the interesting thing there in the parsha, a person has to learn to run away from machlekes. You know, Rashi says, "What keirach came? Tali shekulot chaylas. Chayeves betzitzis apturo mitzitzis. Amar lechayeves. Bayis molas forim. Chayev mezuzah. Amar lechayeves. Start to make letzonas of Moshe Rabbeinu." The Balei Torah says that this is the reason Parshas Tzitzis is in the end of Parshas Chukas and Parshas Shlach. Zog the Balei Torah, Somach Machlek Eskerach LeParshas Tzitzis, Shal Inyan HaTzitzis Cholek Al Moshe. This is the Torah. And the Asher Shach. I learned Parshas Tzitzis the last time a couple hours ago, right? All of you. Good morning, right? We learn Parshat Tzitzis. What it says there? Oisim uschartem. It says twice. Oisim oisim uschartem. Welcome to Tzitzis. Oisim oisim uschartem. It's called Mitzvah Hashem. Vasisim oisim. Mantiskiru vasisim. It's called Mitzvah Hashem. Vasim kdoishim lelekeichem. Tzitzis is kidai to have tcheles. Why? If you see tcheles, doim eliyam, dam, don't kill, kill, kizakov. this is the protector of Klal Yisrael. Korach in the protector is fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't make sense. Hashem says, take tzitzis, you'll be okay. Korach take the tzitzis, and with this he starts to fail. It just doesn't work. Balaturim says that lo manismicho, because dvar tzitzis nech lekolov. The Chaim HaKadosh says, when you see Parshas Tzitzis, it says twice. V'hoi olochem letzitzis, ureisim moiso, imuschartem, eskod mitzvis Hashem, v'asisim moiso. This is Surah Chilvavchem. L'man tizkiru, v'asisim eskod mitzvoisai, v'isim gdoishim le'elekeichem. So it says, v'hoi olochem letzitzis, ureisim moiso, imuschartem, eskod mitzvis Hashem. And he says, l'man tizkiru, v'asisim eskod mitzvoisai, twice. Zogdor HaChaim, but there's a chiluk. The first time we say, V'oyo lochem letzitzis, U'reisim o'isoi, U'schaltem eskol mitzvah Hashem, V'asisim o'isoi. Sesuah chilovav, v'achineichem, L'man tizkiru v'asisim eskol mitzvah Yisai, V'isim kdoishim le'elokeich. The first time it doesn't say that you become kdoishim. Again, V'oslo letzitzis al kafe b'gdeim, D'roisom, v'noslo letzitzis akol ha'pesil t'chilas. V'oyo lochem letzitzis, U'reisim o'isoi, U'schaltem eskol mitzvah Hashem, V'asisim o'isoi. Why the first time it doesn't say v'isim kedoshim? Zok d'orachaim because in the middle is a pasuk. V'olachem letzitzis u'reisim v'isim yischartem eskol mitzvah Hashem v'asisim v'isim. V'lo yisosur achi levavchem achi yineich. A person has tzitzis is not enough. Only if he works on v'lo yisosur achi levavchem achi yineichem, then with the tzitzis v'isim kedoshim le'elokeich. But if a person carries on busy with his tivus, surah levavcha v'achineichem is not only shmiras sinayim, shmiras sinayim, shmiras tivus, shmiras kovet, then v'isim kedoshim. Chazal say, toira koirach shepikeach hoyo, ein avitohu. Chazal say, you saw, nebon av yoshim, v'lishka zagoz, is ein avitohu. So v'meile v'koirach the tzitzis nishgeof. It says, why Korach woke up now? Chazal said, it's kind of the Nesiusa shel Yitzofa, and the Shaila of the Nesius was exactly now. Why in the middle of here, Pitom Korach decides to make the machlek? As if he's jealous. So there's a lot of different esbeirim. Some say that he knew, the whole time he was jealous. But remember, Yeshua said, Moshe Mesi Yeshua Machnis. Chazal said that the Meraglim was 11 days before they had to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he said, if Moshe makes Yeshua Machnis, wait after Moshe, we'll take care of the Machlekes, I'll take over when Moshe dies. You understand? He was a Rosh Sanhedrin and he was the richest person around, yeah? And Teichav Gdula B'Malkimecho. He said, Osher Kekoyrach, he said, yeah? But now that the Meraglim came back and we stuck here for 40 years, and no one's going into Eretz Yisrael, so clearly I'm not going in, I'm staying here. So I plan to die like this, start to fight for his position. Before he was blind, we're going into Eretz Yisrael, we'll take care of it then. Moshe's dying anyways, why do we have to make a story now? But I saw one of the Mephoshim says, Kipshute. It says, V'isim kedoshim le'elokeichem. Till now, he thought maybe only Moshe Rabbeinu. But he taught in Parshas Tzitzis state, L'man tizkiru v'asisim eskol mitzvoisai v'isim kdoishim. V'yimu l'moyshe madu atisnasu al ka'al Hashem. Ki chol ha'idu kulam kdoishim. This is the words of Parshas Tzitzis. The word that Hashem said that everyone will become kadosh. Korach thought that when Hashem gave mitzvah tzitzis, he gave an option to everyone of Klal Yisrael to be kadosh. These are the words. V'isim kdoishim l'alakeichem. So Mele Korach said, if this is the vote, so now everyone could be. If everyone could be, I also want to be. And Mele started to fight. This means the vote says a vote that Moshe Vayipol al Ponov. So Rashi asked a kasha. So much machleikisim, so much times they were fighting with Moshe Rabbeinu, he was never nofal al Ponov. Vayipol al Ponov, mipnei amachleikis. Shekvar ze biyodom sichoch in revi, chotu beegel vayich al Moshe. במרגלי ביום המוישה. מחלוקה של קורח נשרש לו יודו, כמו של במלך שסורח פעם רביס, נשרש לו ידי האויבן, עד מוסי. רשי אז דקשה, why all the, let Moshe Rabbeinu again. Now Moshe falls. Then later he starts, when Hashem says, I'm going to kill them, Moshe chaps himself strong, and he says, Yibadlu v'yibadlu v'yibadlu k'ruchu yisrachol bosor yishach v'dichta al kol ha'ilu tiktzak t'koch nefesh Moshe na'aron miyad started out. But here it says, in the beginning, just Moshe falls down on the floor. So Rashi has the kash, elike Rashi, pshat. And Rashi answers the fourth time already, three times the chazoke, he couldn't anymore. Before we say a different reason. What he said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and the eagle? Chazal tell us. He told Hashem, you said, lo yi elecho, elokim acherim. You told it to me, not to everyone else. Rashi says, why it says lecho? Shei epischo in pe, lemoishe Rabbeinu, to say, you told lo yi elecho. Lissas elecho, peisel maseicho. You told it to me, not to them. So avade, doesn't mean it, but the pshat. Zogt Rashi, a pasuk before Moshe Rabbeinu falls down in our parsha. Look, perek design pasuk gimel pasuk dalet. Vayei kalu al Moshe val Aaron vayei rav lochem kichol ha'edu kulam kdeishim. Zogt Rashi, kulonu shumanu dvorim b'sinai. He spoke to all of us. He didn't speak to you. Vayei falpala Moshe. If this is your answer, so lechom means to you. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back and ask you for Chet HaEgel. I don't have any more what to answer. My whole shtickle teira that I answered in Chet HaEgel was, you spoke to me, not to them. They claim no, he spoke to us, not. If he spoke to you, you did the Chet HaEgel. There's no chance anyways. I lost my piece of pe. So Mele Moshe Bimanav Shach. So Mele Moshe gave up. I think the Rebbe Herschel says it. But the Rebbe Rebunim says a givaldi kevot in this posuk. ככל העידו כולם קדושים ובשיחום השם ומדוע תסנסו על קהל השם. Says listen, listen. It's a Musa Haskell. Says listen, listen. Moshe Rabbeinu is ha'onov mikol odom. Ha'onov mikol odom. We know, was never ha'onov more from him. All Klal Yisrael are fighting on him. What is the time? Moshe de Bistabal Gaive. Madua Tisnas. How in a machleikis? No, the Welt says Alamo is no smoke without a fire. So what do you think people said? Okay, listen. If Koyach and that, maybe you're right. Moshe, maybe you had to do it a bit more gentle, you know. Maybe to explain yourself, to be a bit more open about it, you know. Look, Koyach, Rosh Hashanah, they feel that you're Balgaiva. They feel you're stepping on their toes. The Torah says, Anova is no one else more from Moshe. And the word that they said to him, nothing. Vayakumu lifnei Moshe. Kulam kedoshim, Moshe, madua tisnasu. Moshe, you feel you're better from all of us. Moshe, please stop. We're the same. Don't feel you better. He said, look, how when a person is blind and a machleikis, people almost say, yeah, but it means that the other person, right, about it, he's right. Maybe, but you know, yeah. You could be Moshe Rabbeinu and everything else. Beside that, and another, the Torah says, is no honor more for Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first word that Korach said, let me say 100 different words. Madua tisnas, Moshe. You know, you look up on everyone. You know, you're looking from on top to everyone. Moshe passed Moshe. The Bala Musa come to explain, to answer what is the Ram Shapele. He said that a real Anov doesn't have to play another. The person is not a real Anov. You'll see him the whole time running to the corner. So the Mele, he's talking about the Zach. And him to say that he's a Balgaive, a real Anov doesn't play another. If he has to go to the top seat, he sits there. If he has to go straight, he does exactly what he has to do. He's on a mess, he's not playing another. So maybe you could question him that he's a bad guy. And a fake Anov plays another. Someone that doesn't know another. So he plays the whole thing. No. So him, people will be questioning. You have a pellet. His time in Moshe was like every time Mamish running to the corners, yeah, hiding under the floor, never speaking, every time sitting in the end of the top table. Mishtame. So Mamish a pellet, Kerach will say, Lamot is Nasu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly who it is. When you know the real Anova, you don't have to play Anova. So Mele Moshe didn't come across the people that don't know what is the Anova. He didn't come across the Anova. He didn't come across the Anova. He came across who he is. So Mele Korach could have a Machlekes. אז זה לבעלי מוסר עושה. עם פונוביץ' אז רב שמול רזובסקי סן אמור את השיעור כלולי. השיעור כלולי יסד היסוד את מישמוש. מישמוש זה הלוך את ירושה. And he said the shiur klali was that the way a brother is yerush his brother, we pass him. When Moshe speaks about the sin of Yitzchak, it's not a yerusha direct. It goes up to the father and then it goes back to the son. And even if the father is dead, it's a yerusha bekevel to go down. And be'etzem, it doesn't go over to the father, because it goes to the father of the father, because again, until it goes to the top and then it goes back. This is the sugi of mishmush. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But if he has a son, if he doesn't have a son. But the insight is that a mess could be Yerush. So Shmuel said this to Klali and Ponovich. It was a Yid, a Choshev Yid. His name is Rav Tzuka. If you know, you know Moshe, you have Raman Frankel, because with Tzion, everything he writes. From his memory, without a computer. Yeah? The Goyen Oilam knows Klali Terekula. So he got up in the middle of Shul Klali, he took his Yarmulke, and he said, I'm Makne to Koyach. If you say you can make it to a mess, I'm making it to Koyach. So why is it not swallowed down? It says, in Chol HaShaloi, everything with Koyach had was Nivla. Sarai, the Shukloi, Nishgirach. So Rav Shmuel answered off a note. It says, noch drei Terutzim of the Shail. The Hirsch the Teretz is, it's given a din bli ele sho. That's what I don't remember. But he said, but if you find something, especially if you find something that belongs to Koyach, it magnets down. Chazal said, I think, in Homo that he found some of the Hitzos of Koyach, as he stated in the Medrash. So, Avad is Girech, there's no Din Bliye, Chol Sho, Visho. If you find Koyach, you could pull him out. So, it's Lechure. The vote of the Netziv, and you have to understand this vote. I think it's good that I'm all to hear this Netziv to know. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and answers. Vayichal Moshe Moed vayomer Hashem al tifin al minchosom lo yichamoy rechod mehem nososi lo yariyosi esachad mehem. So Rashi lo yichamoy reshalechod mehem notalti. אפילו כשהלכתי ממידם למצרים והרכבתי את אשתי ועזבוני על החמור והראה לי ליטל איסי החמור משלוהם לא נטלתי אלו משלי. I didn't take from them. And the Tziv says, somebody told him, you remember I needed the donkey? חופתה לטייבר, I need a donkey, I didn't take from your donkey. This is the only time that Moshe had a need. What happened in חופדלת זיין סיבון when he had to go up to a different mountain and he didn't take a camel? What happened that day that he needed some money to buy something for his Adim and he did? Remember, I went to Mitzrayim. Remember, I needed the donkey. I didn't take. That's the list. I'm on the list. If you say loy chamor echad lo kochti, it means I never used nothing from you. Say it. But Rashi Taish, no, it doesn't mean I didn't need. You remember that donkey? Demos, I didn't take a donkey. That's the list. Zog the Netziv that I'm saying again. The Vissen, I wanted to know the Netziv. Says an askin that doesn't take from the tzibur, sometimes he's a balavla. He needs to help the tzibur, but maybe he needs a car, he needs this, he needs that. What do you mean he doesn't take? You know how much hours the tzibur lose because he has to go with a bus back and forth to a place? So instead of helping people for another 2 hours, but for his own needs, his wife didn't have to come. Rashi says the reason he wanted to bring Tzipora, why he wanted to bring Tzipora? Because he wanted her to see Kriyas Yamsif. Maisa, she missed it. Because they told him, Lama Tamavira, but he really wanted her to come to beat the see Kriyas Yamsif. He knew what was going to happen. So come to Mitzrayim, you see a year of Maifsim, Kriyas Mitzrayim, Rasa Shiv Chalayam, she came later, she lost the whole show, yeah? She saw Kriyas Yamsif, she lost Kriyas Yamsif. Moshe wanted to bring her. I told him, Arishenim Mitztarim, we don't bring it. But that was not a need of Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't need a wife there. It was not for himself. So it was for all his own private needs. then you don't take from the tzibur. But for the manig himself to take, nisht alam also achisol. For his own private needs, stam, at his safest need, that if not he could manage without that. That night. But for the tzibu, amol yet, but there was no big list of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's also the tzibu.